Xin chào.
안녕하세요.
สวัสดีค่ะ.
สบายดี. 你好.
Good day.
明日は.
คุณสัก
Hey everybody, welcome to Dragon Radio. This is Dragon Radio number 59, edition 59. Welcome to the show. We've got some great music for you this time. We've got music from China, two bands from China. We've got a band from Malaysia, a hip-hop band called the KLG Squad. And we also have music from Japan, a band called Zetaimu.Zetaimu is actually a band I found on a compilation CD called Rock in Asia, and as well as playing that song off the compilation, we have an interview with the producer, Amith Narayan, out of Singapore, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about the compilation CD, the project itself, and how it came about, and also the charity that some of the proceeds for the CD go to, and as well, he'll tell us where to buy the CD, more importantly.I'd like to thank all my partners out here in Asia with their supply of music. A lot of labels have been helping me a lot and sending me a lot of their finest music to play on the show, and I'd like to thank them all. Without naming names, if you want to find out specifically about these labels, please go to my website, www.dragonradio.hk, and you can find out all the information there. As well, email me anytime, info@dragonradio.hk.Okay, well, let's get going with the music because we have a very tight schedule. You have to get to the interview. Let's start off the show with music from mainland China. This is from the Scream Records Volume 1 CD. Scream Records is a mainland alternative rock label. And the band is called Doctor. And the name of this song is Me, You, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
下了受伤，望望四周，一切都是静悄悄。是什么东西还没有睡觉，躲在这树的后边想你窥想。
some cool instrumentation on that song. That was a band called Inside and their song Look in the Mirror from the Beijing Rocks 3 CD. Before that, we heard mainland band Doctor off the Scream Records Volume 1 CD and their song Me, You. Some great stuff coming out of the mainland. It unfortunately, it's such a hard market to find music in because it's so large. But I have a lot of good listeners and a lot of good people in the mainland sending me music to play on the show, so I thank them profusely for keeping me in touch with the hottest, the latest, the best in China. Okay, now as I mentioned earlier, I was able to hook up and talk to Amit Narayan, who is the producer of the compilation CD called Rock in Asia. Amit was kind enough to send me the CD, and we're going to play a track from the CD. But before we do that, I want to play for you the interview I did with Amit regarding this compilation CD. Right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. With me today is Amit Narayan. Amit, welcome to Dragon Radio.
Thank you. Hi. Good to talk to you, Tony.
And I'm calling you today in Singapore, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And in Singapore. Before we get into the reason I'm calling you, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and what you're doing in Singapore?
I am a musician, and I have a music production company in Singapore. But most of the music that I do is actually not from Singapore at all. And I have a band called The Unseen Guest, and the two of us in the band is me, and I'm Indian. And Declan, who's Irish, when we play folk rock, sort of mixed with world music, Indian music, rather. And other than that, apart from that, I do other production projects and things like that, that I mostly with, you know, dealing with people that I come across and meet here in Singapore and in Asia, mostly.
Okay, yeah, and so. I've heard the music of The Unseen Guest on your website. Sounds really good.
Oh,
I like the sound.
Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't use it on this show, but if I ever plan on doing anything in the future that where I can play English music, I'll be sure to throw in a cut or two from The Unseen Guest. It's
sure.
Right up my alley. It's the kind of music I enjoy. I like the mix of the traditional Indian sounds or the Asian sounds with the, I guess the styling, the music styling is a little more Western.
Yeah, it is. Like, we still write our songs mostly. It's all in English, and I think say bluesy, folky sort of sound, but use a lot of Indian instruments and Indian influences in there. That's about it. Yeah.
If my listeners are curious and want to hear the CD, can you give them the website?
That's The Unseen Guest, and it's www.unseenguest.com.
Okay, great. Now, the reason I wanted to contact you and speak to you is this Rock in Asia CD. Now, is this a CD that your company put out? How are you involved in this CD?
I pretty much compiled this CD. I found the bands. I chose the tracks. I put it all together. I did pretty much everything from finding the bands to choosing the songs and emailing them, finding their albums and all of that. So I pretty much put it together.
And how did you go about finding the bands?
But found them mostly on the internet, on CD Baby, MySpace, etc., through friends that I know, musicians and who are from different countries and who live in, you know, friends of mine from Japan, they'd recommend me a band or two. And the same from, like, you know, most countries. And I sort of contacted the artists and sent them emails asking if they'd be interested in, being featured on a compilation like this. So they'd send me their music and I'll sit down and listen to what I think would fit within the CD and choose them and put them all together.
Now, there are 17 tracks on the CD. How long did it take you to actually get all these tracks together?
Me about 2 years to get them together.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks a lot. I was actually, initially when I first started out, I was I did this with a friend of mine, Kev King, you know, the guy from the record label,
yes,
who's actually putting this CD out. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll, you know, it should take about 6 months, you know, 3 months to find the songs, another couple of months, get all the paperwork organized, and we should go into releasing it another 6 months. And that was in, like, October 2005.
Wow.
So. Well, it's just what I didn't realize was that, yeah, of course, you email artists from all over Asia. I don't know if it is me sending them emails in English, and sometimes they're on tour, they're not checking their emails, and I get replies like 2 weeks later saying they're sending me a CD. Another 4 weeks later, I contact them and they say, oh, we haven't sent it. I'll send it to you tomorrow. And then I get the CDs like 5 months later. And, you know, same drill with getting contracts and all sorts of paperwork done as well. So,
yeah
it was a long process.
Well, but I think there's one thing that I learned in Asia was that the musicians all over the world are pretty much the same. Now, about the artists on the CD, you know, we've played a lot of artists from many of these nations, but the one thing that stuck out to me is you have three Vietnamese bands, three different Vietnamese bands. How did you find the Vietnamese bands? It's been really hard for me to find bands from Vietnam.
Actually, the guy that co-produced the CD with me, Curtis King, is living and playing music in Vietnam right now.
Oh, where in Vietnam?
He's based in Saigon, but he has a band called the Curtis King Bands, the last song on the album. And he found these bands there.
Are there any favorites of yours on this CD?
On the CD?
Yeah.
Actually, most of it are my favorites because I, as you can imagine, I literally had about 100 CDs maybe to choose songs from. So I had, you know, every artist would send me 2-3 albums and I'd get to choose one song out of like 3 albums. And most of the songs that are on there are songs that I really, really got into.
Okay.
Most of the songs on there are like absolutely great. I love the first song on the album, the Japanese band. I try to look for you know, good songwriting and enough originality in the songs as well, even if it's in different whatever language it is in. That's, you know, what I was looking for was originality in sound and good songwriting, and that's pretty much what you see on the compilation.
Yeah, it is a really good compilation. It's a nice listen all the way through from track 1 to 17. You know how some CDs, they're not sequenced that well. This one is. Congratulations on that. The other thing I wanted to touch about is, obviously, you want to sell these CDs, but the 10% of the sales goes to cry.org. Can you explain that affiliation a little bit?
NGO in India that works for children's rights. It's a children's rights group, so they basically work with a lot of grassroots organizations and other NGOs and stuff, and try to get a lot of kids into schools and out of, you know, working, and help the communities in grassroots and helping their kids get them to school and things like that. So. It's an organization who sort of approached me, asked me if I can do anything for them internationally because, whatever you say, there's lots of money going into India right now, but they're not going to organizations like this, you know? And there's someone who approached me and said, can you help us out with anything? And, you know, this project was coming along, and I thought it was a good fit in terms of, you know, Asian compilation, and organization like this should, you know, could benefit this
definitely
from the sales. Yeah.
Well, I know this CD took you 2 years to compile, but do you think you'll do this again?
I don't really know.
Rock in Asia too.
I don't really know. It just sort of depends, and Rock in Asia too would depend on how well this one goes.
Okay.
Let's see. We'll see how this one goes, and. And I by now I've met enough of these bands, and I've met enough and more other bands who could be featured on the CD. So I would think Rock in Asia 2 would not take me more than 6 months, let's say.
That's good
because
enough.
Hopefully, yeah. That's what I hope for. But I don't really know if I'm going to do another one. Let's see how this one goes first, and then
okay. You
know, take a call on that.
Well, as you said, also one of my favorites on the CD is track number one, Zetaimu. Is that the name of the band?
Yeah, Zetaimu.
And the name of the song is Oiran, and they're from Japan. I'm going to play that track now. I want to thank you for coming on the show. I want to promote the sale of the CD, not only because it's great music, but 10% of proceeds go to charity, cry.org. Yeah. Where can people get this CD?
They can right now buy it online from CD Baby. So it's cdbaby.com, and then you can check for Rock in Asia. It should be in stores in Asia soon. We're still trying to work out release dates and all these different countries, as you know, like
sure.
being an independent record label and trying to, you know, trying to do Asia-wide releases takes a bit of time, you know, getting
sure.
organized. But it should be in stores, I would say, within the next 6 months or so.
Okay, great. Well, this is the first track on the CD. This is Zetaimu from Japan and their song Oiran. Thank you, Amith, and best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Tony. Oh,
such a cool track from a cool band. That is, I pronounced it wrong in the interview, but Zetaimu and their song Oiran from the Rockin' Asia compilation CD. Once again, thanks Amith for bringing us that band. That band was actually founded in 1983, and this song that I just played for you is from their fourth album. And you can find more about the band on my website, www.dragonradio.hk, and the band's link section. Okay, let's finish this show off now with a band from Malaysia that contacted me through MySpace. This is the KLG Squad. Squad spelled S-Q-W-A-D. This is from their upcoming CD. They're currently recording it. It's called Labor of Love. And the song that we're going to play for you is called Freedom. Now, the band is from Malaysia, Klang Malaysia, and they've worked with Too Fat, who we've played on the show, and they've also worked with my friend Sassy the Don, so they're in good company. And this new song, Freedom, is a rap song sung in Malay, Chinese, Tamil, and English. So hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoyed the show. Look forward to the next show, and in the meantime, feel free to email me info@dragonradio.hk. This is the KLG Squad and their song Freedom, right here on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
Say it out loud all across the land.
Good day, good day, Malaysia.
Freedom. Say it out loud all across the land.
To all my people.
Oh, yes, you can.
All across the land.
Oh, yes, you can.
To all my people,
oh yes you can.
All across the world,
oh yes you can.
Bahasa ialah asal bangsa, takkan dicuri. Dan dia diajukan sebagai perisai bertubi-tubi. Di hati seperti bunyi-bunyi asalkan arahkan naskah Malaya gagah di perintah mahkota. Bujang Sabiullah menentang arah mentaliti penjajah seabad lamanya. Bergada jiwa nyawa di bawah hujan bilah pedang penjuru pena dan peluru tak berbilang. Menuju jalur gemilang menaruh memotong tali-tali paruh menyilang. Tanah tumpah disiram dimandikan darah anak bangsa diseru bersatu tak mengira para supaya bendera kuning biru berah di layar megah. Dan dengan rahmatnya kita berserah dengan sabar harapan akhirnya akan diberi kebebasan aman seluruh zaman. Aman seluruh zaman, aman seluruh zaman.
F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Say it out loud all across the land.
To all my people.
Oh yes you can.
All across the land.
Oh yes you can. F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Say it out loud all across the land.
To all my people.
Oh yes you can.
All across the world.
Oh yes you can.
跟你说吧 时间是变了 在我的面前 永远不能改变 一天过了一天 我听到很多啰嗦 你不用说了那么多 We major three races busy getting papers Life's a mixture of all kinds of flavor Maneuver to timeline From tribes and tin mine To the present when I'm rapping The freedom is all mine 你说了很好 听了很好 有的机会跟我错多少 It's on the AUG 31 How 1957年 你知不知道 So what you saying right about now My people be the real roads from north to south Together we strong, divided we fall Say it one more time, it's freedom for all
F-R-E-E-D-O-M Say it out loud all across the land
To all my people
Oh yes you can
All across the land
Oh yes you can F-R-E-E-D-O-M Say it out loud all across the land
To all my people
Oh yes you can
All across the world
Oh yes you can
சமுதாயம் சூழ்நிலை என் கவிதை என்றும் வெளி திருமுத்திரை போதும் போதும் கொடுமை கொண்ட சோதனை வரிகள் தொடங்கும் அனைத்து என் பூமியில் கவி கொடுக்கவா இது என் திறமை சொல்லவா பின் திரும்பிப்பார் தமிழா சொல்வது யார் சார் வைஸ் வர்சா முதல் வணக்கம் நமஸ்தே சுதந்திரம் சொல்லும் என் தமிழின் மக்களே கதல் கட்டி இசை தட்டி ரேப் அண்ட் போயட்ரி ரேப் கவிதையாச்சி மச்சி திரை காட்சி மனசாட்சி மகிழ்ச்சி நாட்டு பற்று என் கச்சேரி உணர்ச்சி செய்தி செய்தி KLG that's freedom Race together, it's time to beat the system KLG for my people Sell everybody time to keep it equal
F-R-E-E-D-O-M